Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 1/6. Mishnah continues on with this sad story here. It actually takes a step back. We had said in the previous Mishnah that the Kohen rips from the collar of her clothing on down. Here, we take a step back and we say, what should she be wearing? Haisa miskasa belevanim. If normally she would wear white clothing, and that's what was sort of like made her look attractive, so then mechasa bishchorim. Instead, we would dress her in like a black clothing so she looks less attractive. And now, then we would tear down the shirt. Now, hayu aleha kli zahav, if she was wearing golden jewelry, vakatlios, like necklaces, it's like a choker necklace, nizamim, nose rings, tabaos, finger rings, so then mavir memeno kdei lenavla, we take all that jewelry off of her so that she should not look attractive. And this is part of the process. V'achar kach, after we have, now we're going back to where we left off in the previous Mishnah, after we've torn her clothing, so now we've exposed her chest, we don't want that to continue that way, so then, mevi chevel mitzri v'kosho l'mala midadea. So then we get like a rope. It's mentioned that it's an Egyptian rope because the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, throughout Chazal and the Psukim, are referred to as the people that are especially steeped in licentiousness, and this is sort of, we want to associate her with that because of her behavior, and therefore we get the Egyptian rope, and we tie it, so we tying her, like I'll call her frock, we tying her frock up again, let's say, you know, I guess the rope goes between her, under her armpits, to hold her frock up so that her chest isn't exposed. V'chola rotze liros, whoever wants to see this whole procedure of this woman being disgraced, ba liros, is allowed to come watch. Chutz ma'avadea v'shifchoseah, with the exception of her servants, male and female servants. The reason why is because if she has her servants standing by with her, she will, that will engender some confidence in her. That's like her support system. And she'll feel sort of proud and confident that she has these servants at her side. And that would then impede any possible confession, which we're still trying to get out of her. So the point is, we don't want to not have that support system, therefore we don't let the servants come. The Mishnah says, Mipnei Shaliba Gaspehen, which I will translate here as because she draws confidence from them, being in her presence. Normally, Liba Gasba or Behen means something like a person is very comfortable, like, you know, is comfortable around these people. But in this case, such as that you're comfortable around them, that she's actually getting some confidence, the point being that would their presence would make it less likely that she would confess. V'chol anashim mutaris lirosa, and all the women are permitted to come see her. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, v'nivasru kol hanashim below sa'asena kazimaschena. This is the pasuk from Yechezkel. The pasuk says, v'nivasru, like the word from musar. Musar is, you know, like chastisement. So the point is, v'nivasru, the women will be chastised, kol hanashim, all the women, below ta'asena, and that will mean that the women will not do kazimaschena, like her licentious behavior, so they will learn from her. Now, the Gemara asks, wait a second, two lines ago, if you will, the Mishnah said, whoever wants to come watch, and the next line said, women can come watch, so that seems redundant. So we actually, it clarifies that women actually who are around should come watch. We want the women to come see as a warning to them that says, listen, if you behave the way this woman behaved, look how she ended up, you should not do the same. And that's the proof text of the pasuk from Yechezkel. As for men, so men are permitted to watch if they want to. They don't have to watch if they don't want to, however.